Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with NCBA's Colin Woodall as we talk about more packing capacity needed in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about a new series of sustainability videos that the Oklahoma Beef Council and the Washington State Beef Commission have collaborated on, all to try to tell consumers more about the benefits of beef.
Absolutely. The new videos focus on the positive role beef can play in the environment and our daily lives. The format for the videos are whiteboard animation, which is designed to engage the audience's attention while easily explaining science-based topics. The goal is to continue Beef Checkoff efforts to help consumers understand the actual impact of U.S. cattle and beef production on the environment versus the perceived impact. Further, the intent is to show the positive ways cattle act as upcyclers in producing a high-quality protein beef. We have a wonderful sustainability story to share, and these videos work to do that.
And you can learn more by going to the Oklahoma Beef YouTube channel, youtube.com/Oklahoma Beef. Current slaughter capacity is really tight, and that's given the major packers an upper hand, leverage, if you please, over cattle owners when it comes to cattle prices that they are paying. Colin Woodall, CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says one of the ways that could be turned around, increase slaughter capacity by a few thousand head, we've heard 4,000 to 5,000 head a day, could make a lot of difference.
We're hearing the same thing, and that's why, as NCBA is looking at this, we're looking at it from several different angles. One, of course, is the 75% plan, and that is trying to drive, of course, more cash trade and price discovery. But we're also working on trying to incentivize more investment in packing capacity, begin an expansion of packing capacity. So we're working on legislation on Capitol Hill that provide loans, grants, tax incentives to build packing plants, to allow some loan or grant programs to be put in place to take state-inspected facilities and make them federally-inspected facilities, but also looking at ways that we can expand the reach of those state-inspected facilities, too, either across state lines or also to allow them to do e-commerce and digital marketing. All of those, I think, will help not only have more investment in packing, but taking what is there and giving them more opportunities to grow. So that is something that NCBA is leading on as we speak as a result of our policy, and we'll continue to work on that route concurrently with the route that we're taking on price discovery and increased cash trade.
One thing clearly that the president and all of his folks are really talking about in a lot of different of the agencies and a lot of their various decisions is all things climate change. And for the cattle industry, I know that there's the opportunity to really educate some folks, because there's clearly some disconnect between what the reality is, in other words, what the facts of the contribution that cattle can actually have on climate change versus some of the folks that want to kind of live in the past with some old data and say that we're a problem.
There is a huge disconnect at many different levels, the White House, Congress, the consumer, and that's why NCBA is in the middle of this discussion. We made this issue of sustainability one of our strategic priorities through the strategic plan passed by our board earlier this year for that very reason, is because we have to be a leader in this. We have to correct the record. Because you had mentioned a lot of people, and matter of fact, I would say most of the negative actions taken against our industry is based upon the United Nations Livestock's Long Shadow report from back in 2006 that has been debunked many times, but it's still out there and people gravitate towards. So as we're talking about this, we're doing several things. One, we are working directly with the White House, EPA, Congress, and USDA in talking about the role that we play in stewarding the natural resources. That's a key component here. This is not about sustainability. Is not about adding additional layers of bureaucracy to what we do. For us, sustainability is about promoting the great work we have already done and work that we will continue to do to make our industry more efficient and to protect these resources, knowing that without clean water, without good soils, without good air, we do not have an industry, and making that very clear to policymakers. And so far, we have been welcome at the table. We've been welcomed by EPA, the administrator there, there, Michael Regan. We've been welcomed to the White House table, and we have to give credit where credit due, where Secretary Vilsack has made it very clear that he wants us to be there and to tell the story. Because not only is the bad information in livestock's long shadow, it's also trying to recognize the right way to account for greenhouse gases such as methane. And the way that methane's been accounted for in the past is not accurate, because it only spends just a little over a decade in the atmosphere, and that has never been incorporated into a lot of the models that are out there. So we know that we have a good story to tell, and NCBA is already at the table telling that story.
NCBA's Collingwood All. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Superior Livestock will be offering over 30,000 head in their next regular video auction, broadcast live on Thursday, May 6th at 8 a.m. on Dish Network Satellite 997 SLA TV and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 30,000 head plus 9,100 yearling steers, 8,100 yearling heifers, 5,600 weaned calves, and 6,500 calves on cows. If you'd like more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.